I'm sure everybody has heard of the kerfuffle over an advertisement for blue jeans. Someone named Sydney Sweeney, who I think is an actress and or model, is modeling blue jeans, and it says, "Sydney Sweeney has great jeans," a tagline in the video. And in other words, this is a series of ads in which the pun on G-E-N-E and J-E-A-N, she's got great jeans because it makes her blue, that is, wear blue jeans, because she, it's silly. But the left has jumped all over it, and now it's been revealed that she actually is a registered Republican, and so they're screaming she's a MAGA front, which is very funny, as if most Republicans are MAGA hat wearers. "Sydney Sweeney, a registered Republican," says Donald Trump, "has the hottest ad out there. It's for American Eagle, and the jeans are flying off the shelves. Go get them, Sydney." Now, one of the sad things about growing old is I might have written an outraged editorial 30 years ago, or maybe a lightly satiric editorial 10 years ago. It's really hard to care much in a contest between between the boopsie who wears jeans on the one hand, with the support of the buffoon Donald Trump, and on the other hand, the left, which sees in a pretty innocent commercial signs of genetic determinism, Nazism, you know, anything you want to throw into it. What is interesting, and people have not noted, is that basically what the left-wing Democrats are doing, what they're revealing when they attack Miss Sydney Sweeney, is that they are Lysenkoists. They don't believe in the neo-Darwinist synthesis. They do not believe in that a genetic heritage has anything to do with the way we believe. They believe, with Stalin's favorite scientist Lysenko, that if you expose, for example, wheat seeds to cold weather, you could eventually have wheat crops in the frozen north of Siberia. And of course, Stalin persecuted every serious geneticist and scientist of the world. Now, it's a little, maybe I shouldn't say ironic, but it's certainly amusing that after 100 years of progressives ridiculing fundamentalists for their ignorance and hatred of science, that in fact, and telling us even during the COVID plague that we should, quote, trust the science, as if science was the Ten Commandments, some abstract body of revealed truth, when in fact, as every scientist I've ever known has said, science is a method for trying to grapple with the truth, and science is therefore always changing. If we trusted the science of the 18th century, we'd believe in the phlogiston theory, that in other words, when something was burned, phlogiston was added to it, rather than the fact that it and it gave it up, rather than that it was a question of oxidation. So here we have a left that really does not believe in genetics, does not believe in Darwin, and yet wants us to entrust our future to people on the grounds that we should trust the science, when they refuse to trust the science. But since I'm too old to make fun of this, I'll stop right here.